Sister, sister, oh so fair. Why is there blood all over your hair?
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
I remember I saw this film one time as a child that starred Betty Davis. I remember it reminded me of the dark times that were all around.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
It was like a dream or a nightmare played out in black and white, where the curtains are drawn closed to keep out the light. Well, each scene felt so real, like it was happening next door. But I couldn't understand what Jane had to be so cruel to her sister for. Said that one night Jane drove her sister down, and 3 days later they found Jane in a drunken stupor on the other side of town. And now her sister Blanche had to live her life in a wheelchair, and that Jane, out of jealousy and hate, had put her there. Once Jane had been a pretty little child star, and they made Baby Jane dolls that looked like her. But her child stardom faded, and things could never be as they were. And then her sister Blanche became a star of the silver screen, and that fed Jane's jealousy and made her cruel and mean. Maybe it wouldn't have scared me so much as a child if someone somewhere would have just smiled. But whatever happened to Baby Jane? So full of so much darkness and pain. I remember I saw a film starring Betty Davis one time about two sisters whose lives no longer shine. It was like a dream or a nightmare played out in black and white, where the curtains are drawn closed to keep out the light. Near the end of the film, Blanche told Jane the truth that nearly stopped the world, that Blanche had been jealous of Jane when they were young girls, and that it was Blanche that had tried to drive Jane down that time. But she missed and her car crashed into iron gates that broke her spine. But Jane was too drunk to remember, and she wrongly took the blame. And from then on their lives would never be the same. And Jane simply replied to Blanche, "You mean all this time we could have been friends?"
Robin Aldridge has considerable experience in such matters.
As she dances on the beach, remembering when.
His stars are Betty Davis and Joan Crawford.
Remembering when she was a young star as the film ends.
He has a dozen successful pictures to his credit. Supper tray that will not be touched. A window barred against the world. A hammer. A mute scrawl crying for help. From these elements, director Aldrich has fashioned a motion picture with a curious title.
I saw this film one time as a child that starred Betty Davis. I remember it reminded me of the dark times that were all around us. It was like a dream or nightmare played out in black and white. In reality, see Betty and Joan Crawford hating each other. Other behind the scenes, it was the clash of two different Hollywood queens. Betty was nominated for an Oscar but didn't win. Joan wasn't nominated but she accepted four. Someone else as she collected it with a big grin. Betty was the biggest Hollywood queen in her day. In room 126 at the Chelsea Hotel she would stay. Betty had taken on the studio and lost the battle but won the war. Her strong beliefs told her that it had been worth fighting for. Film marked the end of Hollywood's golden age, and fast-moving action films would appear on the news stage. Real unique actors and acting became a thing of the past. Now it's about if your blockbuster film made as much money as your last. There'll be no one quite like Betty Davis, no matter what they say. At 81, working in Paris, Betty passed away. On Betty's gravestone is written, she did it the hard way. She did it the hard way. I've now watched that film many more times. I can even recite most of the film lines. It is forever printed in my brain. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Mm-hmm. Tell me, what happened to Baby Jane?